Hi, this is a dictation for patient Quaria Humphrey, Q-U-A-R-R-E-A-H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y. Date of service is 10-28-2022. Date of birth is 7-21-1979. Date of accident 5-5-2020. Quaria Humphrey is presenting herself with an alleged history of an automobile accident that occurred on 5-5-2020, where she was hit T-bone passenger side on Van Born Inkster Road in Taylor. She was a front seat passenger. The driver of the car was okay, but she started having headaches along with loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and she hit her head into the window and had a whiplash. She injured her right knee and right hand also. This caused her a pain syndrome in the neck, mid-back, lower back, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, along with headaches that are continuing. There is no radiation of pain is reported from neck to the upper extremity or from lower back to the lower extremities. There is a pain in the right hand, along with numbness and tingling of the second, third, fourth finger, and pain in the right knee. The patient is being seen for a follow-up visit. Today she reports that she is still suffering from headaches that are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And she is doing chiropractic treatment, physical therapy 3 times per week, as well as acupuncture. And there is no relief in pain. She also suffers from neck pain and a lower back pain, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Which are not radiating, and pain in the right knee continues at 8, right ankle also pain is at 8, and right wrist and hand is also 8. She is seeing a neurologist, Dr. Garg, who placed her on gabapentin 4 times a day, Norco, Alavil, and she reports that there is no relief yet, and she is sleeping only 4 to 5 hours. Overall pain syndrome is from 8 to 10, with ADLs being affected to the tune of 10 in the area of general activity, mood, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life. Walking ability and relationship with other people are affected 8. Patient reports 30% improvement in the pain level so far. She is doing all the therapies, and in the system review, patient reports headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the front of the head, ear ringing, fatigue, difficulty sleeping for 4 hours, tension, confusion, weakness, lack of concentration, lack of focus. She also complains of anxiety, depression, panic, and loss of memory. However, she denies any vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, seizures, or any disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports having pain in the both shoulders with limited range of motions, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, pain in both shoulders, neck and mid-back, upper back, and lower back. Patient reports of pain in the right wrist, right hip, right knee, and right ankle and foot to the tune of 8. She has a moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient does not report any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medication is Norco 5 mg. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 177 over 112. Pulse is 59. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 10-6-2022, dictation number 1022-078. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue following medication, lidocaine, pH, lighter down patch, 5%, applied to the bottom of feet for the plantar fasciitis. Fluoxetine 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR and 75 tablets for headache relief. Patient already has obtained Norco, Alavil, and Gabapentin from Dr. Garg, which will continue. She will refer to chiropractor. Following medication are also provided that she is not taking Celebrex 15 mg daily along with Acifex for stone protection and Xanax 1 mg twice a day for her severe anxiety. The patient lies about her issue found in the MRIs. Patient has a herniated disc at C3-4-C4-5 for which cervical epidural injection has been advised. Lumbar region L4-L5, there is a disc bulge. There is also presence of, in thoracic MRI, there is no finding. And right knee has a patellar tendinopathy and focal chondromalacia. Small knee effusion. MRI of the left knee shows patellar tendinopathy and knee joint effusion, for which patient is advised intra-articular injection, bilateral knee and patellar tendon injection. In the right ankle, patient has a minimal talo-tibial joint effusion with severe tissue contusion, but these are the MRI dated 5-5-2020, and I believe that they may have all healed up. In the left ankle, there is a plantar fasciitis joint effusion, and I will not do anything about it. I will refer the patient to the podiatrist. MRI of the brain. Brain is questionable 2 millimeter right middle cerebral artery aneurysm. Patient is already seeing a neurologist to intervene. Thank you. Patient will be seen in 30 days time. And an injection treatment of LESI will be performed and CESI will be performed.